cool here. It seems like an annual event now when Terrence comes. It's very challenging and inspiring for our community, and we're very happy to welcome him back again. Mm. Thanks.
It's good to be here.
Well, this is the culmination of a dream of mine and sort of a departure from what you may be used to from me. I think inevitably this weekend will be a little more personal and maybe less cosmic than some have been, because I sort of have to open my private life to you, because what I'll be doing this weekend is basically sharing a friend. Last year I was here with Rian Eisler, but that was a marriage of ideological convenience. Not that it wasn't sincere, but we were drawn together primarily because our ideas were in congruence. Nicole and I, on the other hand, were drawn together primarily because our patterns of intoxication seem to be incongruent. We're going this weekend to talk inevitably a lot about the Amazon, the crisis of conservation in the warm tropics, vegetable medicine. Nicole is a world expert. She's spent over 40 years in the Amazon after a very complex and fertile time spent in the Far East before that. She's a storyteller, an ethnographer, and a personality of great depth, warmth, and uniqueness. And it's a pleasure to appear here with her. I first met Nicole in 1980 when I was part of an expedition to the Amazon that involved Wade Davis of Serpent and Rainbow fame, and my brother and Dennis and some other people from the University of British Columbia. And I had read Nicole's book, The Witch Doctor's Apprentice. This tells you something. This lady got in on it so early that shaman wasn't even a word, let alone a buzzword, when the first edition of her book came out. And I quickly discovered in Iquitos in 1980 that all roads seemed to lead to Nicole. If you wanted something done, if you wanted to meet somebody, if you wanted an obstacle cleared away with the Peruvian government or the university, Nicole was the person to see. And one of my weaknesses is for characters. And I've collected them in all times and places. My charm bracelet has such peculiar specimens as Ralph Abraham, Rupert Sheldrake, Nina Wise, Joan Halifax, unique types. I mean, they threw the mold away before they made these people. And Nicole fell into that category. So, in line with that picture of our mutual love of hell raising, I have to tell you that we stayed up much too late last night, and so we're mere shells that sit before you this evening. Yes, and some of you, I understand, are mere shells. When I really feel like a mere shell, I feel like an old wasp's nest. So what I thought we would do this evening is we want to meet each of you. This is Roy Tuckman is on vacation this month, so we have an intimate group. If otherwise we would have had a financially successful group. So we trade one breakthrough for another. But what I would like to do this evening, briefly, is go around the circle and just hear who you are and what your interests are, and maybe a statement of your expectation or your hope for the thing. Make it brief. One cannot say often enough in these situations that lack of brevity is proof of psychosis. So please bear that in mind. 50 people are looking at you and wondering how balanced you are. So this is an opportunity to lead them astray. And I'll slyly organize it so that we come around, and then it will come to Nicole last before me, and then I will tie it all up if I can. So why don't we do that just briefly? Before we start, let me say we will have three meetings tomorrow, one in the evening, the other two in the obvious slots, and one meeting on Sunday. And all of these meetings will either be under the teaching tree, which is immediately outside, or right here if the weather turns bad on us. Tomorrow night's meeting will be here. So why don't we just quickly go around the circle and introduce ourselves. Michael, why don't you start?
Okay, hi, I'm Michael. I spend my time living here at the Ojai Foundation and at Omega Institute in New York. And Terence, his material and influences that he's been influenced by have been important to me as well. I love science fiction and I love Tai Chi. Glad to meet you.
My name's Leon. I also work here. Terence changed my life, to be honest. I'd always been rather scared of the psychedelics, and I met him at Esalen a number of years ago, and he was the first person who said something sane about them that really changed my thinking. And ever since, I've been greatly stirred, really, by his ideas, and they really impacted me a lot. So I'm very thankful to be here with you again.
Glad you're here, Liam.
I'm Julie Wellings. I live down in the valley here. And I'm anxious to hear Nicole's story.
My name's Stephen. I heard you one day on the radio about 6 months ago, and it was the only it was the first time I ever had any validation on what was going on in the other world for me. And you verbalize it when you talk about it, and it's what I experienced. So it's just it's really brought some light into my life, and I really appreciate it. That's why I'm here.
My name is Elaine, and I'm here because I'm feeling a draw to shamans and get reconnected with the earth and make a contribution where I can be helped.
I'm Yerani Nikimov. I'm a work scholar here at the Ojai Foundation. And I'm especially concerned about the threat to the tropical radio.
My name is John Wymore of Albuquerque. I'm a temporary part-time staff member. I'm anxious to find out who the hell you are.
Me too.
So I'm Joe Lasowski, painter, fine arts. I started doing psychedelics with Wee Cholin maybe 20 years ago, and I met Terence. It was like a meeting with Shaman at Esalen maybe 10 years ago.
My name is Christopher, and I have a interest in the Amazon and psychedelics, and very often haunted by Terence in terms of the radio and other media.
My name is Nina, and I'm a performance artist and old friend. I expect the unexpected.
Yes, Nina. Nina introduced me to my wife, and it's been unexpected ever since.
And I'm really delighted to meet Nicole. What is it? Pleasure, honor.
Mm-hmm. I'm Faustin Bray. With Brian Wallace, we composed sound photosynthesis in a band called Intuit. Mm-hmm. We produced Terrence and Kat and many other folks around the town that you have come to know and love. And it's great to see you here again. We were here last year with Ralph Metzner and Terrence for our first time in Ohio, and I'm glad to be here again this year.
Brian, music and this kind of stuff, and quite happy to be with these great characters.
My name is Elizabeth. When I was 37, without on my birthday, I heard a voice inside my head say, from now on, everything will be in reverse. And to point it up, while I was driving about a half a mile from my house, forward gear went out and I drove home in reverse. So I feel very comfortable with the archaic revival theme.
My name is Jane, and I also live in the Valley, and I'm very grateful to be in your presence and looking very much forward to hearing, especially Nicole this evening. Thank you. I'm Pat Danish. I'm a painter, and I work here. I'm very curious and interested in the other parts of reality that I touch upon in working with art and the psychedelic.
My name is Ingrid. I'm a work student here. I'm coming from Vienna, Austria. And I'm here in your workshop because I have heard many interesting things about Nicole and you, great things, and now I will find it out myself what is true about.
My name is Anne, and I'm an artist. And I live in Ojai in Santa Monica, and I've heard enough that I'm fascinated with all this information and looking forward to hearing more.
My name is Kevin, and I came because I got the, somehow I got on the mailing list, and they sent me this out, and I looked through them, and this one looked really amazing. So I have no expectations. I heard parents speak once down in Los Angeles, so. And that was an interesting, so I'm looking forward. Well, if I'm looking forward to it, then that's an expectation. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Welcome.
My name is Gary, and I work here at the Ojai Foundation. One of my interests, I guess, would be what the source of hallucinations are, or where they come from, or what sort of structures in the mind and how they got there.
My name is Ken Simington, and I live in Los Angeles, and I like plants, and I like to grow them and deal with them and see them grow. And I like to hear parents talk about plants.
My name is Joy Alex, and I've listened to Terrence's tapes. That's how I first got word, and loved all the food for thought, and love more.
My name is Carl. I'm a physician from Orange County, and here out of curiosity and looking for insight.
My name's Alan, and this place is a spiritual home for me and my wife. We come here a lot, and it's good to be here. And Terrence is always a great pleasure to be with. I like to think of him as the Abraham Lincoln of consciousness. Among other things. And it's particularly exciting to have an opportunity to meet Nicole and have a chance to spend some time with the two together.
I'm Marion. I'm an old friend of Terrence's, and I'm happy to meet Nicole. And I'm interested in the stories about the forest and the young people.
Good.
My name is Randy, and I'm not familiar at all with Nicole, but I'm familiar with Terrence's Amazon. And we're looking forward to something we haven't heard yet, I guess. I think we've heard quite a bit.
You've heard quite a bit already.
My name is Diane. I'm an artist, and I've been having this wonderful experience since I've seen you for the first time this evening. We've been listening to True Hallucinations and seen your photograph, and something, well, some very strange phenomena is going on for me, because hearing you speak, I mean, I heard you speak about going down the path in my head, it's sort of full of your words, but it was coming from a speaker. And I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but it is a very strange phenomenon, a true hallucination.
He lives.
Hi, I'm Max August, and I'm a therapist, and I'm interested in consciousness and what time, space, and reality are all about, and it seems like you have some things to say about that.
My name is Daniel Siebert, and I'm a plant grower, and I run a partnership with my girlfriend in a sweater business, and I received an itinerary of Terrence's a couple of months ago, and there was an asterisk next to the Nicole Maxwell event, and down at the bottom it said, "Should be very interesting." So that's why we're here.
My name is Ellen, and I design sweaters, and Daniel left out part of what he does, which is he has a magical plant business, and we're very interested in plants from the Amazon and with psychoactive effects.
Yes, Daniel and Ellen have a business, which is one of the few places in the United States where some of these psychoactive and medicinal Amazonian plants actually find a commercial outlet.
I'm Laurel, and I'm from New Hampshire, and I'm very much of a child to this whole consciousness thing. I'm looking for some new answers to old problems, or old answers to new problems, whichever one you get.
Hi, my name is Bob. I work at the Ojai Foundation, and I've gotten a lot of different perspectives on your work from the staff here, and I found it rather intriguing.
So it seemed like something I would like to hear more.
My name is June, and I'm here because I like being with people of like mind. I'm very interested to hear both of you speak. I write, therapist, and do artwork. I think I'm in very good company.
I'm Candace. I'm an artist as well, a sculptor, and interested. I heard Terrence on TPFK the first time, and wrote to the Ojai Foundation for tapes, and that's how I do this whole program. And what Terrence has to say has fascinated me because of where I go when I'm doing my artwork and what state of mind that I get in to do my artwork. He seems to have a great deal of camaraderie with what he speaks about.
My name is John. I live here at the Foundation. I'm interested in the nature of the mind, especially the mind, before it became so overloaded with symbols. At this time, I don't think we have the possibility really to look at that mind without looking through the veil of symbols. And I'd like to see through shamanism, which goes back perhaps 40 or 50,000 years, a time when maybe the mind is much more quiet. through that, maybe I can find something out a little bit more about the mind.
I'm Joan. Thanks, Nanina. I met Terrence about 15 years ago, and he continues to charm not only me, but an increasing number of insane people. I'm an anthropologist, and I've had a long relationship with culinary vegetables. And I'm very interested and examining in many ways, personally and in other ways, the relationship between indigenous peoples and endangered environments.
I'm Gigi. I'm currently MC and part of the backup band for Spirit Artists at the Ojai Foundation. I am interested in, I would say, events and people, ideas, experiences that help deepen our sacred relationship to plants, to all life. And I'm particularly happy to see Nicole here as a welcome coming back from a women's retreat to see such a fine, distinguished woman here is a nice homecoming to accompany such a fine, distinguished young man as Karen.
What an Irish tongue you've got.
My name's Jim. I'm a part of a small company that develops socially responsible business ventures. For many years, we've been doing business with the Soviet Union and recently become involved in Brazil because we believe that part of the answer to the preservation of the rainforests is the development of commercially viable businesses that support the culture and the preservation of the Amazon basin rather than its destruction. So I'm currently learning all I can about the Amazon basin to apply our business acumen to this whole task.
My name is Lauren Kenton. I'm a contemporary artist. I've worked with digital acceptances for 8 years. From South America also. From the past and studying shamanism for the last 2 years. And I'm looking forward to your new insights. And thank you for being here.
My name is Marina. And last year I went to the Amazon for the first time. I stayed for a couple of months. I went to Brazil. Different parts in the Amazon. I was particularly interested in the preservation of the rainforest and preserving the plants. I got involved with a group of people who are working to save the forest. They do stuff with the ayahuasca, which comes with dying. And so I've been working with them for the last year. And particularly interested in medicinal herbs and that I've been registered nursing for many years in Africa, also in different parts of the world. And the Amazon is particularly interesting for as much knowledge as I can get of what I'm looking for. And your name is like, you know, been ringing in my ears for the last year. So I'm very curious to see what you have to say. I'm so glad to be here.
My name is Janet. I live here at the Ojai Foundation, and I'll probably be fixing some of your meals. And I came here tonight to hear some stories.
My name is Lynn Radcliffe. I've recently come from the East to join the staff at Ojai doing program work. And I'm a peace and justice activist from a long time, and that includes justice for the environment. I'm glad you're both doing your work for it. And I'm always glad to see gutsy, avant-garde, way out ahead women. So I'm really glad to see you there. You're a good role model. Thanks.
My name is Pat. I live in Malibu and a cave in New Mexico. And I love the psychedelic realm and I love to be the sweet.
My name is Dushanka, and I was recently introduced to you via a tape at your presentation at Esalen, and I found it very inspiring, and I wanted to hear more. So I'm glad I'm here.
I'm Sarah, and I'm glad to hear Janet's talk, and I'm glad to hear Nicole's talk.
My name is Lily, and I live here in the valley. I have an interest in the Amazon and hallucinogenic drugs from way back. I do production work with music festivals because I believe music is magic, and I have also interest in magic and the goddess. And I love to hear Terrence speak because he always makes me laugh and I always learn something, and I thank you for that. And I'm looking forward to hearing Nicole.
My name is Link, and I'm happy to be here and haven't heard either of you speak before. Looking forward to it.
My name is Bob, and I recently heard Terrence up at Esalen give a weekend series of talks, and I sent Dushanka that tape.
I had to give you credit for it.
I'm Eric. I'm semi-lucid, insomniac, and I'd like information.
Thank you for sharing.
My name is Tom. I'm a registered nurse working in an emergency room in Ventura. Been listening to Terrence for a couple years and collecting and cultivating the additional time.
And I'm Terry, I'm also an emergency room nurse, and fascinated with Terrence and eager to hear Nicole.
I'm Pauline, I'm a psychiatric nurse, and we don't even know each other. And I study different forms of healing, and it's in Peru up at Amazon last summer. I very much love the land, and very interested in the ancient ways that come from the land.
Were you on the Napo, or where were you?
On the Amazon.
On the Amazon. Good.
I'm Tandra. I'm living in Ojai now. I'm the mother of two daughters. I've wandered around a bit around the world. I'm interested in good ideas, in consciousness. I love plants and the forest, and I'm happy to be here. Looking forward to listening tonight. I hope we get to you.
It's coming.
My name is Lola, and I live here. And I'm completely interested in the unlimited expanse of human consciousness. And I love to listen to Terrence as one of the astral travelers in all those realms. So I'm happy to be here, and it's a pleasure to meet Nicole as well.
So Nicole, why don't you just take a few minutes and say whatever's on your mind?
Well, the first thing I would say that I ought to is I never really thought too much about the out of the ordinary experiences that we all have, because it seems so natural. And I've been with so many cultures now. I first went to the Amazon region in 1948, that is, as an expedition. And that was not at all for the purpose of getting medicinal plants. I wanted some excitement. I got it. And But the one thing about that was I got hooked on jungle. It's the only thing I've ever been really addicted to. But I can't stay away too much. I get restless. And it does that to some people because, you see, it is an entity. It is not just a bunch of trees and rivers and mud and bugs. To me at least, and to most of the people who live in it, I'm speaking of primitive people, it is a very definite personality. And it has power. And so that is why I have to keep going back. My first trip did it. I got into a tribe who'd never seen a white skin before. They didn't think much of it. They took my hand and went this way. And then they said something and everybody broke up, just howling. And I kept saying to my guide, "What did they say, Alfredo? What did they say?" And Alfredo was laughing so hard he couldn't say. But he finally dried his eyes and said, "He says, that isn't white paint, it won't come off. She's really got skin like a fish and eyes like a fish belly, but she's hideous." So that went my chance, my ideas of being the white queen of the jungle. And after that, I learned that these people were very different from other people I've known in that you could really trust them anywhere. I was with a group of heroes. They're the ones who cut off the heads of people that they kill in battle and then shrink them. It's quite an easy matter. It's nothing particularly magical. They boil the head a little bit and then make a slit up the back and peel the skin off, delicate cutting around the cartilage, and sew it up again and then fill it with hot rocks, and smaller hot rocks, and then finally sand and they sort of model it, and you get a nice little shrunken head called a tsansa. And so well, some people have suggested it might be rather good for me, this is my first encounter with primitives, except for a very brief one in Laos, in Indochina, as it was then. And I discovered they wanted everything I had, of course. Safety pins were the greatest, the most popular. I had fortunately somehow got the idea of taking a lot of safety pins. And since the women wear a dress that goes, a piece of cloth wrapped around and brought over one shoulder, rather chic, and fastened here usually with a thorn, safety pins, combining the elegance of jewelry with modern technology, were a great success. And they also rather sometimes wanted cloth. They weren't so sure. I'd taken a lot of gaudy stuff in. But they didn't, mostly they wear brown hand stuff they weave out of the native cotton. Cotton grows all over the place. And then dye brown and make into their clothes. But I could leave everything I owned spread out because you're always getting wet in jungle, getting rained on, or your raft. I was on a raft for that one because we'd gone through some rapids you can't take a canoe through. And everything out to dry, and I could go away all day, and they wouldn't touch a thing. They're very, very honorable. In fact, honor is all they've got, you see, because they have any possessions in a short time will get mildewed, or they'll be eaten by bugs, or they just plain rot. And so you can't be anybody important by owning things. You have to be it. You have to be the best hunter or the best warrior or whatever. And it works out rather well until our people come along and teach them lots of other things. But that was the first trip, and I learned to respect and admire these people very much. And I had to keep going back. So I'd been hearing about medicinal plants all the time I'd been in South America, which was by then 3 years, and that the Indians had wonderful remedies, and I didn't believe a word of it. I'd had a year and a half of medical school, and these savages couldn't know anything that my professors didn't know. That's what I thought. And it took me 3 years, that I seemed to be a slow learner, before I could accept that they did have some remarkable things, and only then, because I fell on my machete and got a big gash in this arm, and I have a slight tendency to be a bleeder, and I was out in the bush, not very far from the house, and put on a tourniquet of a vine, and came back, and the interpreter, who was the administrator, that this was a property owned by the widow of a Peruvian who happened to be a gal from Brooklyn, and it was way out of nowhere. It took five. The record for getting there by canoe was 5 days, and the borders of the property were one range of mountains and a river over here and that way. And so, but here I was bleeding all over the place, and they brought out a bottle with some tree sap in it and put some on, but of course when you're bleeding like that, nothing can take. It doesn't stay there. And so they said, you have to drink some of this. And, well, I didn't want to be rude. So I drank it. It was the most horrible, acrid, made your mouth pucker. And in 3 minutes, about 3 to 4, I would say, the bleeding had quite stopped. And that was kind of interesting. So I thought, I had plenty of penicillin. I didn't have to worry about infection. But they told me that putting the stuff on it would stop any infection. So I thought, I'll see. And I put a few pieces of adhesive across it, holding it together, but I could see in between, because it got quite dry. And there was never any infection. There was practically no inflammation. In the morning, there was a neat scab, a very narrow one, and it healed in a little less than half the normal time, leaving only a very slight scar. So then I had to do a little rethinking and decide that my nice, arrogant position of our superiority in medicine would do a little reviewing. And from then on, I went after medicinal plants, and I found they have so much. And their psychedelics are just as important. As a matter of fact, I think there are rather more of them than is generally recognized, even tobacco. Chewing tobacco and swallowing it is very hard on the stomach, but we will hallucinate. I don't recommend it, though, because there are far pleasanter ways. And they use those hallucinations so very routinely. They'll tell you, well, I didn't know what to do for my son, he was so sick, so I took ayahuasca. I mean, sometimes it was just one person alone in the jungle. Any one of a dozen. And I saw a ghost tigre attack my son. That's what happened to him. Or something like that. And it is so much a part of the life that you stop thinking of those things or the medicines as particularly remarkable. They're there, and you use them as you would use soap or any ordinary thing. But with greater respect, there is a very definite need that is manifested to respect the things you use, especially the psychedelics. I remember the first time I took home a piece of ayahuasca to plant in my garden. The shaman who gave it to me was a very nice friend of mine who lived quite near Iquitos, in Picuruyaco. Mm-hmm. You've been up there, haven't you? Mm-hmm. And they have it's a little village, mostly of mestizos most of them aren't too far from a tribe themselves, and Nouveau Civilisé is very much like Nouveau Riche. They have great contempt for the poor, and the poor in what we consider culture. And so the Indians there, there are about 8 of them, Yagua, and Ritoto mostly, and Bora. And they stuck together, and they took their things to the market and all that. And I didn't realize when I first got acquainted with them that 3 of them were shamans. And I didn't know that until one day one of them came to my house, and it was Vicente, who was quite old, and he was blind. It was very hard for him to get around, and he had to cross a river and then get on a bus or walk from Bella Vista, is about 3 or 4 miles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he had a little boy guiding him. It was raining. So I realized this was not just a dropping in to see a friend. And he sat down and he said, "You have to save me." And I said, "Well, what do you mean? What can I do?" He said, "They will arrest me for murder." And I said, "Whom did you kill?" And he said, "Oh, I didn't kill anybody. It's Belisario." He said, "You know, I'm a witch." I hadn't known it. And he said, "Belisario's a witch too. And he's off on a trip somewhere." He had gone up the Marañón River, and Belisario had died. He got sick and died on his head. And he said, "You know, I know that they will say that I put a spell on him. And I sent a dart at him, and the police will come and get me and arrest me for murder." It is that matter of fact. And so I said, no, they won't. And finally, I had to say, "All right, I'll speak to the general about it. And I'll tell him you didn't do anything." And then he was at ease. But it's that much a part of the ordinary texture of everyday life in a great part of the population there. And so you get so that you get a little used to it, and you sort of accept it as, well, that's part of life. And I think it would do us all rather a lot of good to consider the possibilities. What do you think?
Sounds good, Nicole. I'm not going to let you off the hook so easily. I want to bring a little bit of this out. Your name is really associated with, in the public mind, I think, with the contraceptives that are very much a woman's secret.
Yeah, I remember somebody told me I was going to speak. If I kept this up, I'd be called Contraceptive Connie.
Contraceptive Connie.
But not a title, I think.